Okay, I'm back here today with a super special guest. Actually, quite a few super special guests. Some of them have never been here before. And we're here to talk about... Basically, we're here to talk about weird people and why we meet them. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So, last night, we went out, just me and you. And that was a first for us.
Yes, it was a first.
And we went sarging. Right?
Kind of. Well, I think we misused the word sarging, but we went out in hopes of meeting...
We tried to sarge.
In hopes of surge.
We hoped to sarge.
Yes. Surge.
In theory. I think we should define what sarging is, because I don't think a lot of people know what sarging is in general.
Well, I think there are multiple definitions. Obviously, I think the questionable definition from that game, or that book, The Game, or whatever, mm-hmm. is when a guy goes out and, like, spits a lot of game to get a girl, and it's very tactical. But I think we mean it to mean going out to meet anybody of the opposite sex and try to get them to talk to us.
Right. And how does that normally work out for us?
Horribly.
But you know what? I've heard from our friends that you at one point recently, you were 10 for 10.
I think, first, they're exaggerating. And second, yes, but the 10 were not exactly of my choosing.
Let's go over who were these 10. Like, give me some of the highlights and lowlights of these of these 10 people. Like, who were they?
So, you want the laundry list?
Yeah, I mean, not their phone numbers. But.
This started at about December of last year.
Okay.
I was at a bar, met a guy. He started talking to me and was like, we should hang out. Here's my number, let me get yours. Then he texted me to hang out with him, so I met him for coffee at a coffee shop, and I found out that he was 10 years older than me and had a child that is 10 years younger than me.
Oh.
So I thought to myself, this isn't exactly an awesome situation to be in. So that didn't really work out. Just because, you know, it was never disclosed before we hung out or, you know, you'd think that that's something that you would
talk about. How did you find out?
I think I was, like, asking him, like, oh, you must be busy. He was, like, describing his work life. And I was like, oh, that you must be really busy. And he's like, yeah, and on top of that, I have a child.
Oh.
And I was like, you know, I guess I'm not totally anti people with children, but, like, the fact that she is 10 years younger than me and he is 10 years older than me made me feel a little uncomfortable.
It'd be a weird mother relationship for you.
Oh, I don't know about that. Right. I just don't need that. I mean, I've never dated at all. The last thing I need to do is date somebody who's old and has a kid.
That's true. So that's bachelor number one.
Yep.
And then give me some of the other people.
Some of the others. I mean, basically, I've also met another guy with a kid. I've met another guy who told me that he would like his job to be a cannabis distributor. I met another guy who was 40 years old and... when he took his sweatshirt off at the club, his shirt was really holy. And everyone saw, and everyone was like, why are you talking
holy
to
as
a
in
guy
you
with
see
a holy
his skin?
Shirt? Oh, yeah, like, the entire neckline was, like, holy.
Yeah, emphasis on, like tattered up. Yeah.
And you were there, so, I mean...
I was there.
And you've seen some of these guys who approach her. And in your estimation, are they also kind of strange?
Oh, I can't say all of them have been strange. I mean, a lot of them... She gets approached fairly a lot.
She does.
I mean, the story usually is she disappears and then comes back saying that they were random or weird.
Is that what happened?
I don't think I disappear.
Well, I mean, you're doing your thing, and we sort of move to the outskirts and disappear from...
Well, yeah, I'll try to have a conversation at least, because everybody says I need practice.
Because somebody's striking a conversation with you at the bar, mm-hmm. or are you talking to them?
Oh, no, like they'll come over and start saying something, and then I'm like, okay, you need practice, you need to practice. Out. So I try to, like, talk and have a conversation and, like, make it a, oh, let me see if I could figure something out. Or, like, maybe they're cool. Maybe I'll talk to them at least. And then I talk to them and learn that they're not so cool. Or they're weird, or I just decide that I'm not into it.
And you've never met any of these people that you are into?
No.
Well, that's a blatant lie, actually. Ooh. Because I think, didn't you meet somebody that did call you back and you're like, okay, I'll go hang out with them?
Who?
The young one?
Oh, no, I wasn't into him. I met him. I knew that he looked young.
Right.
And I thought to myself, I'm not really physically attracted to this fellow.
Right.
He looks very young. But, once again, I need practice. And he asked me if I ever want to hang out sometime. And I was like, you know, I don't really do this. So let me go hang out with him when he invites me out. So I hung out with him. And I wasn't really, like, you know, when you get ready to go on these, like, mm-hmm. dates or whatever, you're supposed to be excited or nervous.
Right.
I wasn't either. And I was just kind of annoyed that I couldn't be at Dolores Park with you guys. And instead I was eating lunch with this guy.
Eating lunch with the dude.
Yeah. And lunch was fine. He was just like a nervous little bear.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. And I felt bad because I was like, if the roles were reversed, I would be so nervous. But I'm just not into you, so I'm not nervous at all.
I mean, so a lot of times, here's the problem is that I feel like when we go out a lot and us being all single, in theory, we all want to go meet people.
Yeah.
But we don't, A, because we tend to hang out with each other, and yep. B, like, when has anybody actually successfully met anybody in a club?
That's, yeah, I think both of those things are
really... I mean, has that
happened? Well, I feel like in our group, or...
In our group, and also just in the world.
Well, I mean, it worked...
Okay, it worked for one of our friends.
It worked for a certain individual in Southern California. It worked for somebody here in the city. I mean, it just depends on the motivational factor, I guess.
What is it that we're missing then? Or are they the exceptions?
Well, our group, I mean, let's be honest. When we go out, our group here is pretty much like revolves around each other. Where none of us are really...
trying to talk to anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, our group is a mixture of guys and girls. And you have a mixture of guys and girls, the need to, like, go out and find person, to talk to is less because you have girls in the group to talk to or dance with. There's less.
Yeah. And it's like we're all pretty busy. And, I mean, I think when I hang out, like, I'm just excited to hang out with everybody in the group and would almost rather do that than spend the time trying to find some guy in a club. And sometimes I want to do that, but it's, we're all together and I don't even think about it. And then after the fact, I'm like, oh, there probably could have been a cool guy here, and I didn't even look.
I do remember yesterday that you told us about an incident with one of our friends where you saw a cute guy, and then this guy friend of ours went up to him, was like, "Hey, my friend thinks you're really cute," and threw you guys together, and it made you like, just
pointed. Yes. Right.
So that probably wasn't a great tactic, would you say?
No, it was a terrible tactic.
Who? What? What was this?
That's just something that happened recently.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. You know, she thought someone was cute.
And then another person went up to that person that I thought was cute and was like, "Hey, my friend thinks you're really cute." And the guy looked at me and like went on his cell phone and was like not interested. And I was like, "Okay, well, never mind."
So tell us a little bit about like what we could do to help you in that situation.
That's the thing is I don't know that a guy could do anything to help in that situation. And that's what a year ago I would not have said that. I would have been like, oh, you could, like, be the wingman, and you could talk to the guy, and, like, bring him in, and everything will be fine.
That's just weird.
But, yeah, and now I realize that that's not
if another guy realistic. Came up to me and was just like, "This girl wants to talk to you," I'd be like, "Why aren't you talking to her?"
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just awkward.
Yeah. No, and I get that now. I didn't realize that then, but I understand now. And the fact that you're, like, in a group of guys, in a group of friends, and a lot of them are guys, is also going to deter other guys from coming over too because they already feel like they have competition or that you're not even interested.
So basically, by having any of your guy friends around, it's impossible for another guy to hypothetically approach you.
I don't know.
Or for you to approach them.
I don't know if that's impossible. I feel like if you are with your group of friends and a lot of them are guys or many of them are even guys, it would have to be up to me to go up to another guy so that I can establish the fact that I am looking and interested and not with anybody in the group.
But the problem is, if you have a big group around you, maybe you would feel very self-conscious. I mean, for example, I would probably feel self-conscious if I was trying to talk to some random girl, and 10 of my friends are standing behind me giggling, which is exactly what happens.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. But it's also like, I am not the type of person that ever goes up to a guy. Even if I think he's really cute and could be really cool, I'm way too shy and nervous to go up to him and be like, "Hey, want to hang out?" Or like, try to talk. Like, I wouldn't even know what the first thing I could possibly say is. Like, I have no idea.
But I'm not shy around other guys. and yet, yesterday, you were like, no, like, don't go in.
I know, because this is the issue. It's like, what are you going to say to them? My friend thinks you're cool? Like, no. What would you do?
I mean, in yesterday's case, there's a guy who just, he seemed like he was kind of cool.
Yeah, but he also didn't seem interested at all.
Well, we didn't know that.
No, I went up, we were like in the same vicinity. I said something to him. He laughed and turned around and walked away. I mean, what I said was kind of funny, but still, I don't know why he turned around and laughed and walked away. Like, we were like dancing and then he moved And this is when you walked away, so I was, like, by myself in the corner. And I was like, oh, I'm going to move myself out of the corner so I don't look like the crazy girl in the corner dancing by herself.
Right.
So I moved over, and then he came back and, like, kind of bumped into me, and I was like, oh, I didn't mean to take over your dancing territory or something lame like that.
Right.
And then he was like, ha, ha, ha.
Wow.
Bye. And just kept doing his own thing.
It didn't help.
Yeah, nope.
Did it help when I left?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Positive. The guys coming up to me thing doesn't happen that often.
So oh,
no, it doesn't happen
talk
that
to me
often.
About that. Wait, can you talk about that real quick?
Special guest can walk in anywhere and literally within a second have a dude talking to her or buying her a drink.
That's not true.
Usually, I mean, you know.
That's not true. Only two guys in SF have offered to buy me a drink. One of them was a 40-year-old with the holy shirt. And the other one was the guy that later called me from his parents' house to talk about how he was joining the police academy.
I mean, but it happens. At least it
but
happens.
But I mean, well, okay, maybe not buy you a drink, but they've actually gone up to you or cornered you in some aspect. Eric, come on. Let's be
know.
Honest.
I don't know. There have been plenty of times, like, it didn't happen. There have plenty of times. I can't even speak. There have been plenty of times where that has not happened. I'd say it happens less than you guys think it does. It's just me.
I mean, what would help you feel more comfortable in this space? Obviously, having no guys around would probably help.
Maybe.
Right? Okay.
I think there has to be instances where I go out with just girls to see what happens.
But I've seen you when you guys go out as just girls.
We've never gone out as just girls.
Well, I've seen... Well...
We've never gone out as just girls before.
Really?
Never.
Wow.
Never. We've gone to dinner as just girls, but that's it.
You guys are wasting your time.
I know. Wasting away.
How many girls would you bring?
I feel like a group of like four would be.
Four girls would be ideal.
Yeah.
Well, that's good because we only have four girls.
Yep. That's all I need. That's all
we
need.
We couldn't go any higher. And what would be different? It'd be different because like you guys would immediately start going around and hanging out with other guys.
I don't know. I think especially with us four, we would probably just stand there.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
And hope that somebody would come talk to us that we think is cool. Well, that's what I would do. And I would just think it would maybe be easier for a guy to do that if we weren't surrounded by...
Guys.
Yeah.
And
again, I did not used to think that at all. I used to think, like, whatever, if a guy wants to talk to me, I'll come talk to me no matter what. Like, who cares? But I'm realizing that maybe that's not true.
So, since we are guys... We probably should also make an effort to talk to girls,
well,
even if
is,
they're with
I
guys.
I mean, I think guys do that. It's not like guys don't do that. But I think it's just in our group, it's the females generally attached to one of the
guys.
The guys. You know, it's like our group doesn't... I mean, there are groups that go out, guys and girls, they go out as a group, but it's generally they, if they're single and looking, they split up.
Mm,
whereas our
yeah.
group is... always sticks together.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Should we have like a half hour where we're like, all right, we cannot hang out with each other. You have to split. Or is that just not a good idea? We're like, okay, from 12 to 12:30, go do your own thing.
I mean, I think at this point where, you know, like in the beginning, it was just like a lot of us had just moved to the city.
Yeah.
And a lot of us didn't even really know each other prior to.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the going out part, the bonding part was essential.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we actually know each other, I think... Perhaps
we're sick of bonding.
No, I mean, perhaps...
I'm never sick of bonding. That's my problem.
But, you know, like, perhaps the going out and sticking,
yeah.
you know, side by side is getting a little... You know, we need to move on from that, I guess.
That's a good point.
And you agree.
I agree. And I was also going to say that maybe... So I said that the guys don't really come up and talk to me, like, when I have other guys around. So maybe if I'm just girls, they will.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, they have... I mean, obviously, if I'm 10 for 10, quote unquote, I'm doing air quotes. They do come up, but it's always the weird ones that come up or the ones that I'm not interested in. Like no regular cool dude who has like a job and no kids and is young comes up and talks to me.
But you have such high standards.
No, a job, no kids and young.
Yeah, but then, you know,
any job.
I feel like you're saying that, but I feel like that's not the case.
Okay. And I have to be like sort of attracted to them.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you're sort of attractive as, like, has a plethora of, like, contingent, like...
I don't know.
That's not
literally
true.
The young guy was the first guy I've talked to in the last year that has had been young, had a job, and no kids. There's been one.
But you weren't attracted to him.
Yeah. Mm. But there's been one in a year that has even fit those qualities.
When we went out yesterday, I mean, even though it was very slim pickings all around, I was surprised by some of the guys that you were like, oh, he's kind of cute.
Yeah. This is because I'm lowering the standards.
No, and that was great. And we had talked about how when we go out, the key is to lower your standards. Really, really, like online really dating, low. I was saying, the online dating, go for superficiality. He looks hot, message him. But in real life, lower your physical sort of outward appearance.
Standards. Yeah, I was trying.
And just break it down to just either, like, he's got a cool air about him, or he dances well, yeah. Right? And, like, I feel like that's all you need, because at least then you can talk to him and see what happens.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, what really you just, I mean, it was like the slash lesbian slash man that came to dance with you, but that's okay. You know, that was all right. That was confusing, because I was like, is that really just a short man trying to dance with her, or a lesbian?
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell.
But, yeah. But maybe in those instances when, I mean, how many people would you want to bring with you at all to go sarging? Like, I feel like two would be a good number.
That's probably true. Yeah. Two others.
Like two others. Like yeah. I feel like four is almost too much. Four is kind of clicky.
Hmm. Oh, then you're only going to talk to yourselves. Right. That's a good point. I think three is a good number total.
And then.
Yes. But, I'll give you that.
But you got to bring three girls, period.
No, like three, like including me, like two girls and me.
Right.
Right?
But it could never be two girls and a guy, because that might work out well.
Too. Oh, yeah, two girls and a guy could work, because then you just front like the guys with the girl.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So two girls and a guy could work also.
Yes.
Which guy would you bring?
Out of our crew? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I feel like any of the guys.
Really?
Yeah. Well, maybe not the one that did the thing.
Right. like, because there's a certain art to the pass off. Like, you can't, yeah, you can't just, I mean, that's the difficulty. It's okay. I think he's learned now what it is. but you know what? Girls do that all the time. And it's awesome when girls do it.
I feel like girls do the same thing, but it has.
It's different.
I feel like it's the same, because the girl that's being told the message is like, what's wrong with him that he can't come up to me and do, you know, I don't think it helps either party.
Mm.
But what if a girl came up to us and was like, yo, my friend over there thinks you're really cute. Would we be like, yeah, but why can't she say that?
No, if it's a girl, like if it's a girl coming up and saying her girlfriend,
yeah.
That's different than her, like a guy coming up and being like, that girl over there, like step up to her.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that's just awkward.
But would you're fine if we sent like George over there to talk to a guy and then bring him back for you. That would be okay.
I mean, I still would be embarrassed about it, but it wouldn't be as
it'd be less awkward. Embarrassing than if I went up or set example
and did what they and did. And the embarrassment is not from my end, it's from the guy's end. It's like, I don't care if a guy or a girl does it. From mm-hmm. my, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's equally embarrassing from my end, right? If any friend of mine is like, yo, my friend over there thinks you're cute. But I think the guy's perspective is like, why is she sending a guy over here to do this?
Okay. So something I wanted to ask about was eye contact and sort of like this quick smile. Because we had a friend who tells me that when he goes to clubs, all it really takes is looking across the room and catching someone's eye. You smile at them, they smile at you, and then you know, like, it can happen.
There have definitely been instances where the eye catching happens. And then I will notice that guy will either come closer, or that's like the guy in the past that has come and talked to me is the one that I'm like, oh, that's funny, because we definitely looked at each other earlier. And I like looked away because I was like, man, not really that interesting, mm-hmm. but we did look.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that could work, but you have to be in a place where if you're at like a club dancing with your friends, there's no eye contact like that doesn't happen. I don't think anyway.
Because you're not looking around.
Yeah, you're like dancing with your friends.
But, I mean, have you ever differentiated? I mean, how do you know that this eye contact is meaningful versus just, I happen to catch this guy's eye and he's looking away because he's uncomfortable that we exchange eye glances?
I think you have to, like, look a little bit longer than you otherwise would, or flash a smile. I mean, not, like, probably not any longer than this. And then, like, look away.
Like, 2 seconds?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know the length. I feel like I mean, has to be enough time to where it's not like, it couldn't be like look and then look away. You know, like where you like catch yourself like looking and then like look away immediately. It couldn't be one of those. It would have to be like, you look at him, there's a smile.
There's a smile.
Yeah. I think that otherwise, what's the point? Otherwise, it's just you happen to be looking at one another.
Maybe you guys should exchange a quick look. Just like a quick look and a smile. Okay, so I mean, so the look, I guess I'm really interested about the look because it seems like there's a lot of room for error there, right?
Yes.
I mean, you can't just go around haphazardly looking at girls and smiling.
But I feel like a lot of people, I feel like the look, yes, it's a good clear indicator that there might be a chance. But I also feel like if you're a guy, it's happened on many occasions on my part, like if you're a guy and you're staring and you see a cute girl and like they catch you staring at them and you give like an awkward smile, more than likely, a girl is going to give you an awkward smile back, which is like, then that's a false indicator that, you know, she's interested. Mm-hmm. Because, like, most people will generally just smile at you if they catch you looking at them, like, as a, you know, like a, hey, you know, like.
Or you just feel really creepy.
Yeah, exactly.
I
mean,
when I'm looking, yeah. I don't even like to make contact with anyone because if they catch me looking, I just feel creepy.
Yeah.
That never worked. I guess I come off creepy then.
Well, I can't imagine you smiling, to be honest.
I mean, smiley girl.
Like, yeah, I want to see you smile in a club at some random person.
I've smiled before.
You do?
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. Oh, okay. I need to leave
now
the room
you,
right now.
Now you want to do it when I'm drinking water. I was choked.
That was very stimulating.
Were you stimulated too? I mean, shit.
Is your name Ebony?
yeah.
And here's the other thing is that I think that something that confuses the men in our group a lot of times when we go talk to people in bars is that we don't really know what to say off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we can give compliments, but I don't think that really works. You know,
I wouldn't know what to say either.
You do because you hear them. You should give us a little bit of an education about what you hear, what you would like to hear.
Oh, I mean, don't tell anybody that you want to be a weed distributor. That's.
No, but like the initial, like, oh, hey, I like your earrings or nice glasses.
Oh, I do get the nice glasses every now and then.
Today you got it.
I did.
Yeah,
but that wasn't at a bar.
Well, no,
that was
right.
At a restaurant.
I'm just saying, right.
I do get the nice glasses every now and then. But sometimes I don't know how to read that. Like the last time I went to the place we were last night, some guy came up to me and was like, hey, I like your glasses. Like hand here on the shoulder and everything. And I was like, thanks. And I really was like, maybe he just likes my glasses.
And then
I was like, bye. And I just walked away. And my friend was like, you're an idiot. Like, why didn't you talk to him?
I mean,
and I didn't realize. I don't know. I don't know what the right thing to say is. Because apparently, even if that was the right thing, I didn't pick up on it.
This is the problem, actually, I have in clubs. The problem in clubs is that any interaction is seen as an interaction of, like, I like you. Even if it's just, hey, I like your glasses, it's automatically assume that, oh, you like me.
Yeah, and that's what I was like, he was just telling me that he liked my glasses, and my friend was doing the, oh,
right.
He likes you.
I mean,
well, I don't know.
I would say, yeah, he likes you. If he's going to bother to talk to you, it probably means he likes you, right? I mean,
I don't know. I don't think it does.
I feel like it's the exact opposite. Like, the people who I'm really interested in,
you don't say a word to.
Like, I want to come off perfect to them, so I always end up not saying anything. But the people who I don't care if they reject me because like I've already rejected them in my head, I'll talk to them and have a great old time.
That's
like,
true. I do the same thing when I'm at a bar and like the random dude next to me is like saying something or being weird. Like I'll talk to that guy because I'm not interested at all.
Yeah.
But if he was a hot guy that I was like trying to talk to, I would not say a word.
Yeah,
because I get all shy
you're
and quiet.
You're gonna come off as a dumbass.
Yeah,
and then you've lost it. Whereas like if you know Ugly Joe over here thinks you're dumbass, you're like, well, you're dumber ass. I thought you were dumb first. That's why I talked to you.
Damn.
Or there's like no potential for losing
because
you weren't even trying in the first place.
I mean, it sounds like to me there's no viable way except, I mean, like if you talk to somebody, you're not cool enough to talk to them. If you don't talk to them, you won't ever talk to them.
Yeah.
If you smile, I mean, smiling, I guess, could work. I think we should try the smiling, actually, the breaking eye contact.
I also think I need to get a little bit more confident and like not nervous about just talking to a guy that I think is cool. That would be step one.
How's that gonna happen?
I have no idea. I think realizing that it's not as scary as I think it is Or maybe it is. Maybe you guys are
scared. I don't know what you're scared about, because you're a girl.
I don't know. I'm afraid of being rejected like anybody else is.
But it's not a rejection as much as just, well, I guess it would be a rejection. I don't know if it's a rejection. If you talk to them and they're not interested in talking to you, I feel like any guy should want to talk. I mean, if any girl came up to me, regardless of whether or not I'm actually interested in them, and started talking to me, I'd probably talk to them. Mm. Right? I mean, just by the mere fact of...
Dude, I end up talking to dudes at bars.
Right. Like, if anyone's going to come talk to me, especially if it's, like, a girl, like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
And it's not like you're not cool, so... I mean, if you were, like, kind of weird, I'd be like, all right, maybe...
I am kind of weird.
Well, you're quirky, fun weird. You're not, like scare somebody off weird. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess. But maybe I'm scared that I am that.
Oh. I can't help you with those issues. That's something that I guess you have to work through with someone else.
With me. I'm going to go home and cry myself to sleep.
No.
Thanks a lot, assholes.
We can only tell you that...
Can I not say that?
You can swear.
I don't know.
This isn't a podcast that's going to, you know, our parents or anything. Yeah, because I think for guys, you know, there's that fear of like, oh, I'm just not cool enough. For girls, if you're like a semi-attractive girl, at least, you know, like someone will talk to you, right? Like, they're not going to just not talk to you.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I am right.
Yeah.
That's true.
No, you're right. And that does shift my perspective a little bit.
Does it?
You just opened my eyes a little wider.
I did?
You did.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And I don't think, like, if you went out with George, like, you guys aren't, like, unattractive, like, weird, crazy people. So, like...
Sometimes.
I mean, right. I mean,
I was like,
they'll find out. They'll find out later that you guys are weird, unattractive people. But right. off the bat, superficially, you guys are both, you know, attractive, not weird people. But... And you got to leverage that early 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And don't let them see you do the penguin dance until later.
Yes, you're right.
Whatever it may be.
Yeah. I just need to not be scared of going up to people instead of just hoping that the right one comes up to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically what we've determined today is that you need to go hang out
with girls. I would disagree with that, though. Oh. I don't know, but I guess I'm more mildly... I mean, there's flirtation and then there's like... overly aggressive woman. You know what I mean?
Are you good at flirtation?
No, but isn't that the point of what I need to work on? I'm not trying to be aggressive and be like, hey, you want to go out with me?
Well, that's what he just said to do.
Just strike up a conversation.
But, I mean, striking up a conversation while you're sitting beside them is one thing, but crossing the bar to go talk to someone...
Well, you're not crossing the bar.
I don't see what's wrong with crossing the bar. If the point is to strike up conversation, then who cares?
I guess.
Totally, just that was the I disagree with you shrug, and I'm not going to respond.
More or less.
Thanks.
So Friday's prom, you guys are going great, fantastic.
No, we're not. We're just going to fight the whole time.
Oh boy, I'll be your staff photographer. And this is when they're arguing, and this is when they stop. Okay, well, perfect. So I think what we've determined is that yes, you're going to go out with the girls. You're going to ditch the boys. You're going to use your confidence.
Yes.
And you should be confident. You have every reason to be confident.
Thanks.
And when you find a guy that you don't like, feel free to throw him to George. Because maybe she'll like him.
Right? Wow. We should have a... You know how you practice going, like, interviewing with your friends? Instead of, like, interviewing, you should, like, practice...
With each other? Oh, I think people would just start laughing.
Just think how much fun awkward. That would be.
That would be fun.
Can you imagine we start practicing in clubs, like me and George go out and like do this, and you guys were there spying on us, just watching how it works out? That would be hilarious. Like,
we tried that one night at their birthday party and looked down from the...
Oh, yeah. But we weren't doing anything but talking to one another that night.
Like, they're not trying at all. Okay. Do you have anything else to say on this particular topic?
Nope.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for everything. It's been very meaningful.
Thanks for checking your Gmail the whole time.